Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Path to True Freedom, Part 3. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I have just read the New English Translation. As Colin continued his journey of discipleship, he found himself faced with new challenges that tested his commitment to live by the philosophy of the cross. With Dante's guidance, he began to recognize these trials not as setbacks, but as opportunities to deepen his trust in God and rely on the Holy Spirit's strength rather than his own. Colin learned that following Jesus wasn't just about occasional self-denial, but a daily surrender, choosing God's will over his own desires in each situation. One evening, Colin shared his struggles with Dante, expressing frustration over how difficult it was to resist certain temptations. Dante listened and then reminded him of Jesus' words in Matthew 16:24. If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Dante explained that discipleship is a lifelong journey of transformation, and part of that journey involves trusting God through difficult moments. Each time we choose God's will over our own, Dante said, we're becoming more like Christ. With a renewed perspective, Colin began approaching each challenge with a prayerful heart, asking the Holy Spirit to strengthen him to make choices that honored God. He found that the more he trusted in the Lord and practiced daily self-denial, the easier it became to resist temptations. His relationship with Christ grew deeper, and he saw the fruits of this obedience in his life: a growing peace, confidence in God's faithfulness, and freedom from the old sins that once enslaved him. Go into today reminded that discipleship is a daily choice to let go of the old life and embrace the divine nature you now have in Christ Jesus. Embrace the philosophy of the cross, knowing that each step of surrender and obedience brings you closer to the fullness of life Jesus promised. Embracing the philosophy of the cross might seem foolish to the unregenerated mind, but it is the secret of our power over the flesh. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to walk in daily surrender, choosing your will over my own. Strengthen me to take up my cross each day and live out my faith in every moment. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer: Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 26 to 27. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs chapters 26 to 27.
Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer fools according to their folly, or you yourself will be just like them. Answer fools according to their folly, or they will be wise in their own eyes. To send a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see people who are wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for fools than for them. A sluggard says,
there's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets.
As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on the bed. Sluggards bury their hands in the dish and are too lazy to bring them back to their mouths. Sluggards are wiser in their own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives a neighbor and says,
"I was only joking."
Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers, and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware, are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If anyone digs a pit, they themselves will fall into it. If anyone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips. Stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full loads honey from the comb, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that flees its nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my child, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. If anyone loudly blesses a neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Those who guard a fig tree will eat its fruit, and those who protect their masters will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold. But people are tested by their praise. Though you grind fools in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your women servants.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.